I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is one of the tough-tested ambassadors, Wendy Parker. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
It's really great to have you because I always tell everyone, you know, don't ask me. I'm just a guy on the radio. Talk to the drivers out there that are using the products. Tough-tested, of course. I know about those products because I use their products, but I don't get out there and work in those conditions that drivers do. So that's what those products are really designed to do, is get out there and do the job while you're doing your job in that tougher environment. So let's talk about that. First of all, how long have you been driving?
Now, I don't actually drive. My husband is the driver.
Okay.
I ride shotgun.
Okay.
I rely 100% on internet connection and having my cables and those kind of things to
right.
work because
right.
I write for Overdrive magazine.
Yeah.
And everything is done remotely. So I'm really, really hard on the things that I use, and,
right.
and as a matter, that's how we found Tough Tested. I actually wrote an article about how, you know, George makes fun of me because I tear things up all the time, and they said, you know, we'd like for you to try and tear it up, you know,
right.
and
right.
and I couldn't,
right?
So
yeah,
it does help that I like Tom Buskey and he's a neat guy and all, but the products are great,
sure,
and
yeah.
we've been doing this for about 5 years.
Yeah, this is something that I try and tell everyone, but you really have to experience it for yourself because the product is a superior product.
I mean, it is.
That's yeah. what it's about, is to be in that environment. And really, you're doing, you know, I know, you know, while your husband may be driving, you know, while you're on the road, like you mentioned, you've got a lot of things going on in there where you're putting all of those, you know, tough-tested products to work.
Absolutely. We count on them. And he does, too. He's an owner-operator. He, you know, he uses low boards. And
right.
so we always have to have – we have to have juice all the
yeah,
time.
Right.
And then especially when we're in situations like this and we're at the truck shows and, you know, we have a social media that we do and we really need to have the battery banks. And, you know, I've been using battery packs and those kind of things for years. And, again, I break them. I
yeah.
don't know if I'm just a horrible person or if I just really – George calls me powder. I don't know if you remember the movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. You've got that special touch where just all the lights go out the room when you walk in.
I'm not allowed to touch anything most of the time if it's going to break. But
well, you know, and that's it for me. That's what I realized, is that the basic products that you see in the marketplace – you know, you get them, and they're really not designed to last. They're certainly not designed to hold up in a harsher environment.
Certainly. And they want them to break.
Yeah.
Because they don't really, you know, they want you to buy more.
Right. And people who follow along, you know, on social media, you know, for you guys, which I've done, you can see that you guys are out there, you know, you're working.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one thing to... you know, to, again, talk about it like I do, but I don't have that environment where I'm out there on the road.
Sure.
You know, I might go hiking every once in a while.
Well.
but it's not the conditions where you need it to do the job because you're doing your job.
Right.
And that's
we need
difference.
Something we can trust to
yeah.
do the job with. And you know, we appreciate the integrity of the product. There's nothing worse than being way far from home and only having truck stops to be able to shop at.
Right.
And sometimes you're just very limited in the products that you have.
Yeah.
I was so thankful to find that line
yeah.
at the truck stop. You
right,
know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very happy that they're in other places too, but of course our main focus is being able to get to the products when we need them.
Right.
And then the better thing is once we buy them, we don't have to replace them.
Sure. That's the thing too, is that, you know, for me, well, I can, you know, hop on the Amazon or
yeah.
whatever and order whatever product I need or go down to the corner store. To stop a truck down, you know, you're losing money every time
yeah.
you have to do that,
yeah.
and it's not a planned stop. Well, there you go. Now you're spending money where, you know, you might have to replace something, but you're also losing money because you're not making the miles.
George said every time that door swings open, $50 falls out.
Yeah. That's no joke. That's
true.
I think that's a conservative estimate, George. Seriously. You guys have been pretty active on social media. What's
yeah.
that like to have that interaction from, you know, the whole trucking community?
I feel very fortunate, and I feel very humbled most of the time by just the amount of knowledge in this industry and the people
yeah.
that have been there and the things they've seen and done. I mean, I'm a relative newbie, and I've been on the road with him for 5 years, and he's been trucking for a little over 10.
Right.
But we're babies to some of these people, you know.
Yeah, right. But, you know, but still active and getting out, you know, the message on whatever it might be, the topic of the day or
we
whatever it is.
We feel very fortunate to be able to have a platform to, you know, we try our best to promote a positive image for the industry as much as possible and maybe give people an idea that, you know, there are a lot of very educated, very decent people on the road. I think there's kind of not a really good
image.
Yeah, it's not the best.
And, that's a great point. And, you know, because following along, and this is the whole point, is that, you know, I really wasn't even aware of the fact that you weren't driving because, to me, you always were part of the team, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, following along on social media. But that's part of it. A lot of people don't know that you might have a partner who is riding along but never drives.
Sure.
I was friends for many years with another. I call them a husband and wife team, although she never drove.
Right.
You know, the Zanders. And just great individuals, both great ambassadors. And you're in that role, and you're also writing about it, and you guys are active on social media. So to me, both playing a crucial part of that whole operation.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it is. He has a very, I mean, if he wasn't driving, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Right.
So it's a very intrinsic thing. We're very fortunate. I can't tell you how fortunate I feel to be involved with Tough Tested, to be involved in the areas that we're in the trucking industry, and to have the ability to advocate and to give people options. Here's a better product, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one that we've used and we've tried. We've had many opportunities to promote and be paid to promote products that were not good products. And
right.
I would be very upset if somebody, you know, did that to me.
Sure.
So I try not to do that to
other because,
people.
You know, isn't there, and I've made this point a number of times, that you really don't, with the trucking industry, with drivers especially, you really often don't get a second chance to redeem yourself. So for us in the media, putting out, you know, inaccurate information or something, you've got to make sure, you got to really work hard, because I always think in the back of my mind, that driver that is there listening, getting that information, I need that to be as accurate as possible.
Absolutely.
You know,
it is very important.
And,
very important.
You know, opinion is one thing, but when we're reporting something, it has to be accurate. But really, you know, you hit on it right there, whether it's a product or anything else, if you put your word out there and, you know, you do that, you know, it's more than just an opinion. It's got to be something that lives up to the tests, and you've got to be brutally honest with the industry.
That was the funny thing when we met Tom and started using the products, and I told him, I was like, I'm not sure how much of mine writing you've read, but I'm pretty honest, you know.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to go into the press and slaughter you, but I will tell you that I don't like your product to your face, and then maybe we can talk about it. And he said, that's exactly what we want.
Right.
You know, but I've yet to find anything I can gripe to him about. So, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what's great is that Tom has been so generous. And, you know, he's such an easygoing guy.
I know.
He's really straight to the point. We've had him on numerous times. And he's great in talking about the products. But, again, I always go to, you know, whether it's me or Tom or anybody else talking about it, it what matters is those that are putting it to the test, you know, and the whole idea of the tough tested, you know, approach and the name behind it. Because I've gotten out there and I've bought similar products, and even like things that look like tough tested products.
And those are around.
Oh man,
I know,
I
that's
get
irritating.
Burned. You
I know.
Get burned, and I'm like, you can't do it. You got to stick with what you know.
Yeah, they're really good at backing it up too.
Yeah.
You know, they've always been good about that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Again, You mentioned the truckers work hard for their money, and they really depend on products, and they're very loyal to certain brands, and they will remain loyal. I mean, they will spend the money to have that brand if it works.
Yes.
And made to go to work. I mean, that's kind of, you know,
that's
it really is.
It really is. It's not just a slogan. I've seen it. I know other drivers, you know, who are not just ambassadors, but use the product, you know, and I always tell drivers, forget about what I say.
Yeah.
You know, talk to other drivers that are using the products in real-time situations, in real-world situations, because it would be my nightmare to be caught out somewhere and it not be there for you. As you mentioned,
sure.
Being connected is the key in any business, but especially in trucking when you're in the remote part of whatever state it might be in the middle of the night and that product fails you. And it's otherwise just a simple product.
Very simple, yes.
You know, and you think, oh, it's just a cable, but it, oh, it's not working.
You're trying to fashion one out of a hairpin.
Yeah, and it's just, it's so frustrating. But at that point, it becomes a business failure where business then gets delayed to the point where you can find something that works.
Yes, I believe me.
And that's a
the
money.
Frustration is, yeah. If you don't end up in the emergency room from the stroke.
Right, from all the stress. But, you know, that's I think, you know, going back when I started on this show in the mid-90s, drivers even having a phone, it was like, no, I don't want one of those phones.
Oh,
because,
I know.
You know, and I understand that because I want to have my independence. I don't want dispatch sure. being able to, you know, call me every second. And then it became, and you fast forward to 2017, and it's like, no, I've got to have that device with all the apps and another device
yes.
over here. And you guys know that because you put it to work. It is crucial to
it
the
is.
Operation.
And there are some places where you must have one
yeah.
in order to be called in. You know, the CBE, as much as I love CBEs and
right.
I'm an advocate for them, they just don't use them as much as they used to.
Right.
You know, a lot of
right.
the shippers and the receivers, they will call you on the cell phone or
right.
they'll send you a message.
Yeah.
And that is how you communicate. That's how you find your money. That's how you make your money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been there and I know, you know, I just went on a vacation one time and I forgot my phone charger. And I went into a store and luckily they have tested right there. And one of the nice salespeople just said, you know, we also have these that are, you know, and they were less expensive, but they were, you could look at them. You could
oh, yeah.
tell because I was already aware. I already knew. And I said, no. This is the one that's going, that's the better buy.
Yeah.
You can, because if you're going to get one of the cheap ones, you might as well buy 10.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I might as well because I'm going to break every single
exactly.
one.
Exactly. And so that's the difference is that, you know, which one is going to last and which one are you going to have to buy again and again
yeah.
and again. And that's what it comes down to. So, drivers, you know, and many of you follow along. If they don't know of you guys on social media, they can follow along. You guys are very active on Facebook.
We are. We have a Facebook page, The George and Wendy Show. We're also, I write for Overdrive 3 times a week.
Yeah.
It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
okay.
it's a blog about our life on the road.
Yeah.
I have 2 books they can find on Amazon. And we have a Twitter page.
Yeah.
We do
yeah.
the whole thing.
Well,
Instagram.
And it's great. You know, yeah. and for those of us who, you know, that are on the kind of the outside of the industry looking in, for me, it's always a great learning experience because you guys are brutally honest.
Yeah.
And I love that because that's when you learn.
Well, and we appreciate that, and we do try also to present both sides of the story as much
sure.
as, you know, even if we don't like both sides, because
right.
that's very important as well.
Yeah, if we're going to have the discussion.
We need to have both
and then,
sides of it.
Exactly,
yes.
and we need to find the solutions, and let's right. lay it all out there and look right. at everything.
Come to
know.
The table with some ideas.
Right.
And know how to articulate them, that's, you know, or,
yeah.
or to write them or whatever, but
right, right.
yeah, that's really important. It's important in any industry, but this industry specifically because there's so many people who are, we're connected, but we're disconnected.
Exactly.
So.
And you know, that's what we're all about on our program is we like to provide that way to feedback. We don't, you know, we don't get the luxuries that you guys get. You know, because on radio, it's a more of a kind of a structured approach. You
yeah.
know, it's a broadcast thing.
Sure.
So with podcasts or with videos or going on live Facebook or whatever you guys might be doing, it's raw, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I love what I do, and it obviously has, I believe, still a great place in it. But seeing a team do it on the road and then get that feedback and that discussion happen to me, I think has so much great value in it because you're able to instantly connect with those drivers. And I know that those drivers are communicating with you honestly.
Yeah, they are. And I appreciate that. And it is it's very important to us to be able to do that. When we, and, you know, for every driver out there, but when we first started, there wasn't a lot of connection like that, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People didn't help each other as much.
Right,
so we'd like very much to kind of be different in that way.
Yeah. Let's talk about a solution. Let's talk about where everybody is and everybody's experience might vary a little bit because, you know.
You know, my very favorite saying is, not only because I love the Rolling Stones, but you can't always get what you want,
right.
But if you try, you can get what you need.
And that's, you know, it really does apply in trucking.
It's the truth.
Because it's not going to be a perfect marriage between, like, a driver and a company, but you look to get the best scenario you can get, best one for you, and also the company looks to get the best driver for them. So in that way, it is like, you know, pairing up, but it's not going to be perfect.
Never. Nothing is.
Yeah, and you know, it's just great, and I just applaud what you and George have done. It's really cool.
Well, thank you.
It's really great, and I admire it greatly because I also know that it's not easy from doing what we do. I know that putting yourself out there.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It can be very brutal. It really can be, but you guys saw that value of where then it would take the conversation. And that's really the important part of it because it's, I think, brought about a lot of great conversation. Follow along on social media and get involved, drivers, and be a part of the conversation. Help find the solutions to whatever it might be, all the issues out there. And then you can follow along with Wendy at Overdrive as well. Wendy, thank you so much. We want to thank Tom and everybody there at Tough Tested for making you available. But I can't think of a better ambassador, you know, for their product and the industry in general.
Well, thank you. I'm touched. I'm going to cry. You better turn me off now.
Well, we thank you for it and keep up the great work.
Thank you.